I'm here this morning with Marina Soto Echaniz, who is animator production supervisor over at DreamWorks, and her latest project is The Boss Baby. So Marina, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thank you.
your job title sounds very stressful and fun at the same time. And it looks like you might have the personality for it. What do you have to say?
It is very stressful, actually. You are right. But, you know, it's part of my job to deal with, you know, all kinds of problems that every day we have in production and manage the team as much as we can and deal with all the problems and, you know, take care of the guys that work on my department. So... And I love it, actually.
So your department probably varies on how many people you are trying to juggle through the job. Are we talking like 20 or hundreds or okay?
Oh, no. It actually depends on every production and also depends on the moment that we are in the movie. Mm-hmm. Let's say that the average will be like 30. Between 30 and 50, it will be an average. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in some moments you can have a little bit more at the end of the movie. But this movie was actually pretty good. And I think the average we had, it was like 35, 40. So it was great. It was not a big team. I mean, it's big. But it could be really big. So it was great.
So what are the kind of challenges that you have to go through, you know, handling all of this?
Well, many of them. I mean, basically, it would be planning the work, making sure we have enough work to feed everybody, that we have all the material ready for when we have to start. And then, you know, on a daily basis, we have internal rounds with the head of the department, the creative head, and then we have also daily, what we show daily to the director. So we have, like, several meetings during the day, and being a supervisor is more like managing and tracking the work and making sure everything works. And then, you know, I have more people on my production team that help me to track more, you know, day-to-day, and they work more with the guys. What else? I mean, basically making sure everything works, and we have work for everybody.
And it's a good running machine.
It's exactly, and making sure everything is smooth and the guys are fine, and yeah, I mean, we don't, that we go and we need our deadlines.
Yeah. Now, when did you decide that this is what I want to do?
You know, I studied something that is nothing related to this. I did sociology. But I always wanted to do something more creative, but I never had the chance to go to that university. So I did sociology that I loved. But when I ended, actually, when I was studying at the university, I got the chance to start as a, you know, as a runner or PA in a company of animation.
Right.
So I worked and studied at the same time. So when I ended my career, I decided that I really wanted to keep working on animation. And it was fun because my father said, well, now that you have the degree, okay, you're going to find a real job, right? And I said, well, you know, this is my real job, and I want to keep doing it. So I really did. I just kept working on animation, and it's been 20 years now.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, sometimes you have to go with how you feel. You really do.
It's great. It's a great environment. I mean, being surrounded by wonderful artists, and I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's a job. You know, you go, you come here, you do your work. Actually, we work a lot of hours. So that's not very fun, but it's what it is. But I don't know. You go home and you're doing cartoon, you know, and you're doing something really good for the kids, for the adults, and it's really entertaining.
Well, actually, the Boss Baby definitely has a lot of elements for the adults. I mean, I could relate.
As a parent, you can, yeah, you will feel, I mean, yeah, you recognize yourself in the movie.
Is it, so on these projects, like, how much time in advance, I mean, it's probably maybe years or so, or even in advance that you get notice of the next project that you're going to be working on?
Oh, that's hilarious. Sometimes it's like a week in advance.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
You know, it depends on the moment, on the situation of the company, depending on the project that are moving. There is no standard, you know.
Oh, wow.
Some people get noticed a few months before. I mean, I've always got noticed, like, honestly, like 2 or 3 weeks before.
Wow. You do have to have a personality to be able to handle that.
Oh, yes, we do. I mean, you know, production changes every single second. That's our life. We just have to deal with changes every day. Mm. So you have to be open to that, and it's our work.
Well, you know, well, like you said, you know, at the end of the day, and you're enjoying what you're doing, and then down the line, you see the final, the end piece.
You see, you know, it's so much effort, many, many years to do an animation movie. You know, it could be usually like 4 years. So when it ends, it's like a baby, you know. Oh, you did it. You worked so hard, so many hours. It's, you know, when you see it in the screen, it's great.
So of all the projects you've done so far, I mean, is there any one project that you might call like your baby, kind of, you know, that you still have very fond feelings for?
Oh, I mean, every single one has something. Mm-hmm. Like, really, like your kids, you know?
Yeah.
You love all of them. Really, even if one is better and cuter than the other one. I think, let me think about it. I mean, I love Panda. Mm-hmm. I work on Panda 3.
Yeah.
And I mean, personally, I had a great experience in that movie. So, you know, it depends also on the team that you work with, the director. I don't know, many small things that are behind the screen.
Yes.
So maybe the best movie is not the one that you really love working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, every single one had great teams. And maybe Croods, it was the first one I did here, the Croods in DreamWorks.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, it's like a special for me, and I honestly love Shadows, but the one that got canceled.
Oh.
So you guys have never seen it. I don't know, everyone, and Boss Baby was a great relation with the director and the team. I cannot decide.
Well, you know,
every single one has something.
Well, like you said, it's true. It's they're all your little babies that you let go, you know, at the end. You let them grow.
It's hard. It's really hard. When you change a project, you have a period, you know, you have a few weeks of, oh, I don't know, I love them, now I have to change. And for example, in production, we change department every time we change movie, usually.
Mm.
So, I mean, in this movie I did animation, but in another movie you can do modeling or surfacing.
Okay.
So, like, you let go your babies and your team, and I don't know, it's part of you.
Yes.
It's hard.
Well, Marina, this was a pleasure to talk to you and get to know a little of, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff. It's always fun to talk to the people that make it, you know, help make it happen, you know.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, I hope we can do this again soon.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you very much.
De nada, cuídate.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Ciao.